You rock, my friends. You Rock podcast is for women like you who want to own your life and live an engaged and joyful life. Hosted by Dr. Aaliyah Majeed, mom of three, devoted wife, and a scientist turned life coach on a mission to empower women to take control of their lives. In this podcast, we deliver tools, insights, and inspiration on rocking your own life, owning to your highest potential, and becoming the best version of you. Now, here's your host, Dr. Aaliyah Majeed.
Hello, assalamualaikum, and welcome back again to You Rock Podcast. It's a podcast for ambitious women to go after the life that they want. Okay, if you are new here, remember to subscribe to this episode. If you are listening from YouTube, you can subscribe it from there, or in the Spotify podcast, you can also subscribe this episode from there. I really need you here to stick around and connect with all of us here who are really go after the life of our dream. Okay, in today's podcast, because it's the season of us reflecting back again on our year, right? I was thinking about where have I gone so far? I mean, the last year, 2020, it was really... there's so many ups and downs this year because so many changes happened in my life. Let's acknowledge that at the beginning of this year, I've graduated my PhD, alhamdulillah. And then after that, big changes happened. I started this coaching program. I mean, I started to become a coach instead of going in the direction that people assumes I would normally go, which is engineering. I decided to choose a different path, which is coaching and life coaching, mindset coaching to be exact. So it is such a big transition for me, and to be honest, it is hard, and only people who know me knows how much I've worked my butt off to really get all these things started. And there are so many things that I learned this year, that things that I couldn't get if I were to sit around and not pursue towards the direction of my dream, towards the directions that I know I want to make impact of in this world. Okay, the fact is that it's not like I'm failing in my field that I was doing before. Of course, because alhamdulillah, I've graduated my PhD. It's not like I stopped halfway. I completed it. And that shows something. I mean, that's one of the achievements in my life. And I'm really proud of it. But the reality is that actually, this happened around this same time, you know, last year. So around December. And of course, when during holiday season, you have a lot of time by yourself with your family and not working. And you started to have thoughts, you know, not necessarily negative thoughts, or not necessarily it's a positive one, but it's just a thought that appear in your mind about where do I go from now and things like that. And I started to spend more time during the holiday season because I was not going to the lab. So this is what happened last year, right? So I remember that I took a stroll, the longest stroll that I did mindlessly and around my neighborhood in Japan. So I was really thinking about where do I go now after graduation. So I was thinking about if I were to look back, okay, from that time, 3 years from now, you know, during that time, if I were to look back and say this has been the best 3 years, the past 3 years was the best time in my life, so what would it be? What would be it? You know, what can I tell to myself? You know, if my future self, you know, come back in time and say that I'm really proud of that 3 years. So what would that 3 years be? You know, so I cannot even imagine other path than to really start doing things that I love more. So I really use that time to dig down deeper on things that I'm passionate about. What's my strength? What can I do more of? And what impact do I want to do? What impact do I want to make in this world? Okay. You know, as we age, I'm 34 this year, going into 35. So as we get older, we kind of starting to question our life and whether we are doing enough. And although what we have been trained to do up to till the point of maybe earlier, until earlier when you are 30s, like that, sometimes you might feel that there's something that you can do more of. Okay, so I started to feel that way. Okay, so I'm just sharing here with you guys because I think this is the moment where I think most of you guys also have more time during this season, school holiday season. Maybe you have been spending more time with your family at home and are wanting to listen to things and reflect on what's your year have been. So when I ask myself, what are the things that I like to do, you know, then I started to dig deeper into things that I have been envisioning throughout my life, you know. I have always wanting to work by my own, you know, having my own business, creating something, monetize my skill and things like that. But I never couldn't pinpoint to what exactly is that, you know. I love coffee, and I was once with my husband, we thought of building our own cafe, you know. But that doesn't happen, you know, with the model and the commitment to really, you know, to really start off that. So it's still a dream that is, I'm not sure whether we'll eventually get to that dream or not. But the fact is that I have always wanting to create something, you know, really build my own business. So that's when I start to question myself. So now, when this is the era where people can monetize our skills, you know, like there are so many influencers, freelancers, what we call them, the people who help you with marketing online, right? There are so many opportunity for you to monetize your skills. And then I started to think about, what about me? So what are the strengths that I have? So I listed down the top 2-3 strengths that I have. I love making connection with people. I love that deep conversation, because it comes really easily for me. I think my friends all know this about me, because when we started to talk about something, I like to question them even deeper without noticing. I mean, I like to, it's not like digging deeper and become a kepochi or things like that, you know, and become busybody and being judgmental and things like that. But I really like to know people into a deeper level. Maybe because that's the introvert in me playing its strength, you know, because I, instead of loving to meet people in a large group, which usually extroverts love that activity, I kind of love connect with people one-on-one. So that's what, when I realized that, okay, so that's one of my strength that I have, I might say. And then digging deeper into what are the strengths that I have that I can start monetizing. Yeah, that's when I found the world of coaching and what this world can impact other people too. And especially because during lockdown season, you know, COVID, and also because we moved country, right? From Japan to Malaysia this year in April. So I kind of don't have that energy to get out of the house too much, but the mind is still healthy, you know. At least I try to protect my mind and make it healthier. So what I'm saying is that sometimes to make an impact in the world, you doesn't really need to get out of the house, you know, because sometimes, especially we as moms and have kids, sometimes we are comparing ourselves with people who don't have kids, and we start to think about how easy for them to do these things and get out and maybe crushing their dreams. But in reality is that there's a way, if you really think about what do you want to make an impact on and really dig down into what are the resources that's available around you that you can start right away right now. So yeah. So and then when I start to think about this area of possibility of me to go and building this business, I start to think about what's holding me back, you know. You know, when you're starting a business, of course, you might think about the financial resources and what are the things that you require to go into that direction, right? So that are the, you know, external things, external, you know, danger or external, we might say, like things that you have to be conscious about. That's the external things. Of course, you have to do that work also, right? To find whether it is possible for you to go into this route of whether it will be impacting your family's financial and things like that, right? So alhamdulillah, I have some resources to help me with that through my savings and things like that. And I can proudly say that because this industry doesn't need me to really put down a lot of financial commitments, because I'm not building physical things, I'm not building a store that you have to have a lot of products, I'm not having that you know, physical things in my hand as a transaction for a person to pay for my service. So my model is not that big, so meaning that I start from basically zero, you know. So that's where I started. And looking back, the experiences that I have been through throughout my life have brought me here to you know, it's like Allah has planned this, and now is the moment for me to make that transition. And that really kind of, I feel like during that time I was ready, and I made that leap of faith, and working with several coaches too, and really dig down and figuring whether this is the thing that I want to do is really helpful, because as I mentioned just now, the financial aspect of it is just the external thing. What's holding you back usually is the internal thing, the mindset, you know, because this is a new path. This is a new field that you have never been there before, you know. So when you started to do something new like this, you'll start to have these inner critics, you know, inside of you. This is the mindset work, you know. You start to self-sabotage yourself because you start to talk to you have this like negative thinking about how you are not enough to start to doing all this good thing in the world. And to really overcome that part of it is not like a one-time job, you know. It is a constant struggle. And Alhamdulillah, I have learned along the way on how to overcome it, because to be honest, it's a totally new path. Okay, from being an employee to then become my own boss, you know, as an entrepreneur and as a coach, the transition is big, you know, because before this, you are you know that the thing that the work that you are doing, by the end of the month you get paid for it. But when you are an employee, I mean when you are an entrepreneur, it's the things that you are doing now, you are not sure whether you will get any reward because of it, I mean financially, and you start to second guess yourself, and your energy will be depleted if you keeps on doing things and the result doesn't I mean the outcome is not there yet, you know. Sometimes Allah has the plans that Allah has gave for us, and maybe he have been holding back a little bit about regarding the monetary aspect of our business. Sometimes it's there to protect us, right? So we have to remember that and remind that, and what are the real reason that we are starting doing these things. So the mindset work part of it is a really, as I've always mentioned before this, that mindset work is like going to the gym for your mind, right? So it's not a one-time thing to do. It's a constant thing to do that you have to do every day. And throughout this year, I've learned that a lot, because this is the first time in my life I transitioned into the field that I'm totally new about. And I don't have anyone around me who also in this field. I mean, my family or friends, I'm not, you know, I cannot just ask freely from other people about their experiences and things like that in this area, because I didn't know anyone who really do these things. But it's something that I really want to do, and this idea have been in my mind. And Alhamdulillah, looking back this year, I have transitioned into become a coach, and I never have thought that this would have happened at all. And if I knew about this sooner, maybe I might have stopped my PhD earlier. I don't know. But yeah, that's why maybe Allah has kept this world secret, you know, from me before this, because if not, I might just stop myself from finishing my PhD in engineering. So that's just the honest thing for me to say, because there are these things that we are, you know, like the default thinking in our mind, that to be successful you have to follow the level of success that has been defined by the society. Maybe it become the you know, getting the scholarship and go through this education, and in this field, this particular field, and be successful in it, that defines the success in the eye of the society. But that's not true, because for me, the real success is when you are okay and when you are happy with yourself and the progress that you have made in all aspects of your life. That's the real definition of success for me. If you are losing yourself for the recognition, for the acknowledgement, and for the things that are not necessarily things that you yourself are wanting to do, I'm not so sure whether you can really be confident and say that this year is a success for me, you know? Yeah, but to be honest, I'm not saying that everyone have to quit their job if they hate their job. The reality is that there's a responsibility that you need to fulfill, and maybe you need to provide for your family and things like that. What I'm saying is that it is possible that you do other things that also make an impact in your life, and things that you really care and really like to do on top of your actual job, you know. Because yeah, I see it again and again before this, that some people who might have this, you know, unfulfillment in their life, maybe from the job that they don't really like to go to, and from the kind of relationship that they have at home with their husbands or with the kids, but they don't do anything about it. And if we don't consciously take effort into making it better, it will not get better. So that's a reminder for all of us, even for me, going into 2022, to really think about all of the domains of life and whether we are playing our parts and making it better, you know. Even it is 1% better than the previous year, that's a big success for me, inshallah. So if you are one of the people who are thinking about to improve your life, you can download a quick guide. You know, it's a workbook that I've provided in my website. It's at dralihmajid.com/lifeaudit. So I have the link down below. You can download it. So it's a workbook to look at your all aspects of your life, all domains of your life, and where you want to go and where you are now and where you want to go, and really think about what has been holding you back from going into that direction. It's a good tool for you to reflect, and it's the right moment right now for you to take some time and reflect on that. And so with that, I hope you guys have a good holidays. If you are taking break, I hope you guys stay safe during this season. And also, if you like to talk with me, if you want to chat with me, you can book a free call with me, 30 minutes free call. I have it in the link below. It's at dralihmajid.com/coaching, and it's actually a 30 minutes free discovery call for you to get to talk with me. And with that being said, my last question for you is that if you were to call me in 3 years from now and tell me that the past 3 years have been the best years of your life, what would you be telling me? So think about that. Yeah, so remember to start your day with intention, love what you do, and end your day with gratitude. I'll see you next week. Assalamualaikum.